Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I'm Michelle Franzen. The family of the suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack at a Jewish rally are in ICE custody. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said the family is under investigation.
Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
Homeland Security officials say they'll likely be deported. Mohammed Soliman is facing 16 charges of attempted murder and one federal hate crime charge for the flamethrower attack. President Trump expected to sign an executive order later today. The White House says it will boost tariffs on European steel and aluminum. Law enforcement officials say they're working to verify a social media post that appears to show one of the New Orleans jail escapees. In that post, the man claims he's Antoine Massey and says he did not break out of jail in May and instead was let out. This is ABC News. Disgraced attorney Tom Girardi sentenced today for defrauding clients. He gained fame for his high-profile cases, including work on the Aaron Brockovich case that became a movie, and his marriage to a TV reality star.
Tom Girardi was a powerhouse name in law. Now disbarred and estranged from his Real Housewives of Beverly Hills wife, Erica Jane, Girardi has been given 7 years and 3 months in federal prison for stealing millions of dollars from his clients over many years. Some of those victims included family members of the Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX that crashed in 2018. Now 86 years old, Girardi is living in assisted care, claiming to be dealing with Alzheimer's. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The New York Knicks reportedly relieving coach Tom Thibodeau of his duties, sources tell ESPN. It follows the Knicks' loss to the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals on Saturday. Thibodeau led the team to the postseason 4 out of his 5 years of coaching the Knicks. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Temperatures continuing to cool down tonight with lows falling to the mid-50s, north winds 5 to 10, and periods of rain ending late. Wednesday, clouds mix with sun with highs in the mid-70s and north winds 5 to 13. Wednesday night, lows in the lower 50s with a few clouds, and partly sunny Thursday, showers possible late at night, highs of 78. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 and it's 76 degrees.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
100.9 WRCO.
And I'm Bo Henricks with you for a little while longer here on WRCO this Tuesday afternoon. Got a lot going on and a lot of things moving around as well, starting with some sports that was postponed today. The WIAA sectional softball game, Richland Center at Prairie du Chien, that has been postponed until tomorrow night at 5. Also, Lancaster at Fenimore baseball has been postponed until Wednesday. There is a final, though, in softball. Mineral Point gets the win over Cuba City today, 7-1. This hour, it's your chance as we are entering another opportunity for you to text to win in our Scotty Summer statewide contest with Civic Media and WRCO. Your chance at winning this hour a pair of Brewer tickets. And the Brewers are quite hot right now. They're on an 8-game win streak. You know, I definitely think they could always use more fans at the game, and we would love to send you there. But you have to enter in for a chance to win. You need this hour's keyword, which is relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. So don't get all tense, just relax. And there you go. Use the Civic Media app right now. You can find it on the Apple and Google stores in case you don't have it. Once you got that app loaded up, select WRCO and text the keyword this hour, relax, and you're entered to win. You have until the end of the hour, but get that in, because not only are you entered to win a pair of Brewer tickets, no, you're also entered into the grand prize, which is a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County. Both absolutely fun time places to be this time of year.
Thanks for calling. It's so good to hear your voice, but you keep breaking up. And all the static and the noise, but I keep listening. 'Cause I never had a choice when it came to you. I'd love to see you. If you're ever out this way, you sound happy. Guess things are working out okay, and I'm getting better. I put in one foot in front of the other. And I know that California ain't to blame. And I know there's tons of people anyway. But if you ever get lonely and you miss me, if you need someone to listen, even if it's only the sound of someone's voice who loves you, that you need to hear. You know where to find me if you ever get lonely. Sounds like a good time.
segment sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. After holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. Them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Just say to margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer.
Been laid up a couple weeks. Had my share of bad luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies. I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me it, Lord, that's the plan. Since the day and the life of a rodeo man. Co-op truck stop showers, been rolled hard and put up with. Yeah, four more uphill hours to show them that I ain't dead yet. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me it, Lord, that's the plan. Since the day and the life of a good ride. Like a fox on the tail of a rabbit, I'm chasing that buckaroo life. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe.
life of a rodeo man.
Dolly Parton with Southern Accent. If you're in the Blue River area, a reminder that the village of Blue River is getting ready to flush hydrants Wednesday through Friday of this week. Residents are advised that water may look rusty and discolor clothes if washing, but is safe.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states and situations.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
100.9 WRCO. Darling, you know it's true. The rumor you heard about me loving you. Well, I never told a soul. So tell me how the whole world knows. Got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true. Me too. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire.
of them pretty little things climbing up inside and singing like, hey, flying down that highway, time to waste, getting way too sideways, falling in and then right back out, love, faster than a July setting sun, living every day like tomorrow wasn't gonna come. I'm summer. Tan lines, really thought it was love. Couldn't wait to see her every day. We'd head to the lake, meet with our friends on the boat till the sun went down. And even when the sun went down, we were still turning up. Hey, flying down that highway, time to waste, getting way too sideways, falling in and then right back out. Faster than a July setting sun, living every day like tomorrow wasn't gonna come. All summer long, all summer long. Yeah, went by faster than hell, flying down that highway, time to waste, getting way too sideways, falling in and then right back out. Than a July setting sun, living every day like tomorrow wasn't gonna come. All summer long, all summer long, all summer on and on and on and on and on. All summer on and on and on and on and on. All summer long.
Yeah.
News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The family of the suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack at a Jewish rally are in ICE custody. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said the family is under investigation.
Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
Homeland Security officials say they'll likely be deported. Mohammed Suleiman is facing 16 charges of attempted murder and one federal hate crime charge for the flamethrower attack. President Trump expected to sign an executive order later today. The White House says it will boost tariffs on European steel and aluminum. Law enforcement officials say they're working to verify a social media post that appears to show one of the New Orleans jail escapees. In that post, the man claims he's Antoine Massey and says he did not break out of jail in May and instead was let out. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Brewers have won 8 in a row. Christian Yelich, sore hand and all, homered last night, and the Brewers went on to win 3-2 over Cincinnati. Manager Pat Murphy talked about the significance of the win streak, including the wins on the road.
Yes, five straight. That's a great thought. We haven't played well on the road to this point. Especially when a close one, it's all real important.
Freddy Peralta will start tonight's game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Former Badger running back Braylon Allen is expected to carry a large load for the Jets offense in the upcoming season. Allen was a fourth-round draft pick in his rookie year. He carried the ball 92 times for 334 yards and two scores. Breece Hall did most of the groundwork. New York is expected to feature a more dynamic run-based offense with the arrival of quarterback Justin Fields in 2025. And an Instagram video of Damian Lillard walking on a treadmill offers some hope that the All-NBA guard won't miss all of next season. Lillard is rehabbing from surgery on his Achilles tendon. There's still no official timeline for his return. Lillard wasn't walking freely in the video and he had plenty of support, but it is still very early for his rehabilitation to be that advanced. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Your forecast tonight, temperatures expected to cool down to the mid-50s for a low, north winds 5 to 10, periods of rain ending late. Wednesday, clouds mix with sun and highs of 77, north winds 5 to 13. Wednesday night, lows of 52 and a few clouds, and then Thursday, partly sunny. Could see some showers possible late at night, highs of 78. It is a cloudy 76 degrees. We've received just under 4/10 of an inch of rain. The barometer is holding steady after falling. It's at 29.74, and north winds are at 8 to 10. Again, it is 76 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Our hour continues on, but time is winding down. It is now 24 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Not a lot of time remains, but you do have time to get entered in for this hour's Text to Win, a statewide contest with Civic Media and WRCO, part of Scani Summer. And this hour's prize is a pair of Brewer tickets. And all you have to do is use this hour's keyword, which is relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Once you use that text using the Civic Media app, which you can find on the Apple or Google stores, select WRCO, hit that text button, and use the word relax, and you're entered to win that pair of Brewer tickets. Good luck. Again, as I said, not a lot of time remains. You have until the end of the hour, but get going.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, 'cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway. 'Cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Blue looks good on the sky, looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, he's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color. Not trying to be another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold. Well, I've had enough to drink and it's making me think that I just might tell you. If I were a painter, I wouldn't change you. I'd just paint you bright, baby. 'Cause blue looks good on the sky. It looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling.
That
up in the middle of the night. Did you ever wake up in the middle of the day? Did you ever wake up in the middle of a dream?
Well, rain is starting to come down once more, and we are at 7/10 of an inch of rain, and it's kind of coming down like it did earlier, all at once, and just a good amount there. Anyway, though, we're going to take a moment to hear from the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Utter Brothers combines a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. It's election season at Dartmouth College. Two young men are prime candidates for class president. Let's look at one of them. Husky, good-looking, wavy brown hair, blue-gray eyes, a confident smile. He's getting up to make a speech before his classmates. Because what he says will surely influence the election's outcome, his words have been carefully thought out and typewritten, and now he begins. But a minute or so into his speech, trouble. He reads an uncorrected typing error as written, no one seems to notice, but then he gets lost, can't find his way back in the script. If the fresh supply of adrenaline in the young man's bloodstream would allow his life to flash before his eyes, this is what he would see. Scene one, small boy at the family dinner table. He's naturally left-handed, but Daddy, attempting to rectify what he considers his son's aberration, has attached a rubber band to the boy's left wrist and a long string to the rubber band. Daddy will give the string a sharp tug should it appear that the youngster is using his left hand as the dominant one. Scene two, the boy is older now, 12. He has chronic indigestion, doubtless exacerbated by uncomfortable ambidexterity. Writing a letter, he spells measles M-E-A-L-E-S-S. All the letters are there, just in the wrong order. Scene 3, in school, the youngster is discovered to have a severe learning disability. Reading is slow, arduous. His eyes rearrange letters and numerals on a printed page. He perceives 42 as 24 and so on. Scene 4, his grades are barely adequate for acceptance at Dartmouth College. Compensating for his learning disability, he's developed an outgoing personality, but his college grades are still less than favorable. And that brings us to where we left him, mustering his courage, running for class president, stumbling through a speech. The election, though he lost. What is it, anyway, that makes reading such an agonizing process that makes the eyes juxtapose letters and numerals for youngsters and for many adults? Well, we still don't know exactly what causes it, but at least now we have a name for it, dyslexia. And for a left-handed child who is also dyslexic, attempting to make him or her right-handed would only add to the confusion. So you understand why this particular little boy grew up confused. All his life, correct spelling would be a complete mystery. All his life, reading would be a torturous chore. And one thing more, he learned eventually, in order to make an effective speech, he would have to memorize it. Oh, and remember that time he ran for class president at Dartmouth and lost? Well, he ran again and lost again. In fact, the highest student office he ever held at Dartmouth College was class vice president. 2 tries for president and settled for vice president? Sounds familiar. You see, the dyslexic youngster who became an extrovert to compensate for his secret anguish, why, he was also a perennial seeker of our nation's presidency. Who settled for becoming 41st Vice President of the United States, Nelson Rockefeller? Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
100.9 WRCO.
I used to walk out of dressing rooms and watch your faces you would swoon when I'd spin around to show you. Stay, you'd smile and say you couldn't wait. Your words were ringing so true. Now you hate the way I think, and you don't like the way I drink. And every little thing I did was so unladylike. You got problems with my hair, now moths are dumb and unaware. But when we dated, our love language was all sweetness. Babe, your trash talk leaves me speechless, yeah. Trash talk leaves me speechless. My friend said that you always looked
trash talk leaves me speechless. Yeah, your trash talk leaves me speechless. And when you broke up with me, explaining next to nothing, saying it's just the way it goes. But I got your mama's number, and you know I still hear from her, and I think that she might wanna know how you hate the way I think, how you hate the way I drink, how everything I did was so unladylike. And trash talk leaves me speechless. Your trash talk leaves me speechless.
Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. I spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. He said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife and lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time. I said, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my
later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. Said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley died. Later on that night, laid there thinking back, thought about a couple long lost souls. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. If there was ever anybody deserved to take it to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eyes. He said, I raised my hand.
Chapter of the verse,
but you can't tell me this all ends in a slow ride in a hearse.
You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live,
this can't be.
No, this can't be.
No, this can't.
Yeah.
Brooks and Dunn featuring Jelly Roll, Believe. Well, stay dry out there as we continue on. It's time for a quick news brief, though. This hour, the 5 o'clock hour, sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The family of the suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack at a Jewish rally are in ICE custody. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said the family is under investigation.
Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
Homeland Security officials say they'll likely be deported. Mohammed Salomon is facing 16 charges of attempted murder and one federal hate crime charge for the flamethrower attack. President Trump expected to sign an executive order later today. The White House says it will boost tariffs on European steel and aluminum. Law enforcement officials say they're working to verify a social media post that appears to show one of the New Orleans jail escapees. In that post, the man claims he's Antoine Massey and says he did not break out of jail in May and instead was let out. This is ABC News. Disgraced attorney Tom Girardi sentenced today for defrauding clients. He gained fame for his high-profile cases, including